From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, October the 1st.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
After losing 27-3 on Monday night, Bengals wide receiver Tyler Boyd didn't mince words when assessing his team's performance. Quote, "We got embarrassed. Straight like that, it sucks." Despite jumping out to a 3-0 lead in the first quarter, the Bengals allowed 27 unanswered points to a Steelers team led by backup quarterback Mason Rudolph, making his second career start. Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton was sacked 8 times, took 11 hits, and went 21 of 37 for 171 yards and an interception. Meanwhile, Rudolph played well in place of injured Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, going 24 of 28 for 229 yards and 2 touchdowns. Under first-year head coach Zach Taylor, the Bengals are 0-4 for the first time since 2008. They have lost 13 of 15 going back to last season and are one of 6 winless teams in the NFL. The Bengals play another winless squad, the Cardinals, in Cincinnati on Sunday. When asked about facing the Raiders, his former team, in Week 5, Bears linebacker Khalil Mack said the following, quote, "I've been looking forward to it. This is one I've been looking forward to. It's going to be a big one." Mack spent the first 4 years of his career with the Raiders. Oakland and coach John Gruden traded him to the Bears last year after contract talks broke down. Mack has 4.5 sacks through 4 weeks this season and notched 12.5 in 14 games for the Bears last year. The Bears will play the Raiders in London, with Oakland serving as the home team. The game will be the NFL's first in the new Tottenham Stadium, which the league made an 8-figure investment in. Bears linebacker Roquan Smith has been declared out indefinitely due to a mysterious personal issue that led to his deactivation prior to Sunday's game against the Vikings. Bears coach Matt Nagy faced 12 questions about the linebacker's absence following Sunday's game, but declined to elaborate. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Smith had not been acting like himself around the facility in the lead-up to Sunday's game and was exhibiting erratic behavior. The second-year linebacker watched the game against the Vikings in street clothes from the sideline. As a rookie, Smith generated 122 tackles on one of the best defenses in football. He had 24 tackles so far this season, including 6 in Week 3 against the Redskins. Backup inside linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski stepped into a starting role in place of Smith and totaled 9 tackles and a sack while playing 34 snaps on defense against the Vikings. And that's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.